Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com. Doug, how are you doing? How was your Thanksgiving? Let's just talk together. Let's just try to reset the. Oh, let's talk to Terrence.
Well, my parents came in.
Hey, Terrence. Jim.
This is a dark day, Terrence, for the Office Hours
pleasure
family.
To speak. Yeah. So I just wanted to say quickly. First off, I just want to say, Doug, big fan of those Video Bember videos.
Holy shit! I don't know if I could do the show with the sound. It's like it's all I can hear.
Thank you, Terrence. And, Tim, we're gonna have to ignore the sounds.
I can't.
Tim, well, we're happy that the On Cinema Tim is a free and innocent man. He's, you know, now he can do what God put him on.
Goodbye. I'm sorry, Terrence. I'm going to do this.
Tim, Skype? Terrence had nice things to say.
Yeah, he did, but I'm closing Skype. I'm going to do an interview with Doug right now.
Tim, how about this? Add your questions into the chat, into the Facebook, on Facebook. And we'll just read their questions and answer it. Huh? Sound good?
No.
You see, look how they're commenting?
It doesn't sound good.
Leave comments and then we'll react to that.
All right, let's do it. The sounds are not from Facebook, folks.
No, I'm not saying they are.
No, I know. Somebody's saying that.
Well, because Skype is off and the sounds are gone.
Exactly.
It's time for Skype to step down.
All right,
for Dustin to step down.
How about we do this? What? How can I get another phone number? How do you get a Google chat number?
Do this live?
I don't know. People want to talk. I want them to be able to talk.
And Google this is, it.
Google Voice? Google. I had one of these before. Let's see what mine is. Maybe there's a.
My Thanksgiving, well, was great. My parents came to visit. We had a great week. I blew their minds. I took them to the Huntington Gardens, Tim. Okay. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. It's been a long time. All right.
I cooked a Hasselback butternut squash.
Hasselback, what are you doing? What are you hanging out with? Knight Rider?
Thinly sliced.
Isn't that his name, Hasselback?
That's Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
So you getting this new number or what?
I don't know. I'm trying to get, this is what it gets me. Get me something here.
Do you want to be Googling on my end over here?
Well, tired of verification codes? Get a Google prompt. Just, I don't know what the... Verified. It doesn't. I don't see where to do this. I don't know how to do this. Jam.
Come on.
Google Voice.
An idiot sandwich.
Google Voice.
How do we call it? I want to give you folks a number. You know what I mean? I want to give you a number to call.
Double blast.
Oh, here we go.
What are you doing?
Let's see. What's my number?
Take off your underpants.
How about you just want to see a number? How do you want to see? How do you see?
We have a problem.
You know what I mean? How do I see my number here?
I need a little lip suction.
Thank you for that. I mean, you know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to just see your number?
My fucking
mind, oh, here we
man.
Go. I got it.
You got
folks,
a number?
Yeah, let's try this. Who knows what it's going to do?
Oh, shit.
818-254-9040. Somebody give that number a call. Somebody give the number 818-254. I mean, could this even work? And where does it even call? That's my personal number. I'm not giving that out.
So that personal number is...
No. All right, 818-2.
They would have called by now.
4.
818-254.
90.
90.
40.
40.
All right, that's the number to
Tim,
call.
Tim, are we...
But where... I don't even know where that would ring, right?
Should ring on the laptop.
Just be ringing away.
Should be ringing away.
But
call away.
Is anyone calling?
Has anyone tried calling?
Why don't I do this? I could type it. 818. Oh, someone put it right there in the feed. What happens when you call that number? Let me ask you that question.
It should show up on your laptop. Are you logged into Google?
How am I logged into Google?
I mean,
yeah.
Do you have like Gmail open or something? Or yeah, that.
Yeah.
Google Voice.
What happens if I refresh?
What if I call it?
Well, that would be one way to figure it out. What happens if you call? Doug, give that a call.
818-254-9040.
What about Facebook Messenger? Can I do that?
This is Tim Heidecker.
That's what you get?
Available.
So it's just a voicemail. My God. What about Facebook Messenger? Don't I have Facebook Messenger on this?
Yeah, can't people call you on that?
Yeah. But I mean, woohoo, boy, this is something. I don't know. What's this? Is that you?
It's people hiking. We need the Hive. How come the Hive Mind isn't helping? You look at the
Did
chat.
Anyone, it goes to voicemail. That's what we're discovering. I mean, I don't want it to go to voicemail.
Go to settings or something. Say, like, allow calls or some shit.
Right. Settings. Forward messages to.
No.
Well, I
calls. Wait, go down. Calls.
What if I clicked? I could click it to that, and then my phone will ring.
Yeah.
All right, try again. But I have to turn that off after we're on the... Try it again.
Me?
Yeah. Or anybody.
Yeah, I thought anyone would, you know...
Call it again. It goes to voicemail. Maybe you have to update it.
This is Tim Heidecker.
Yeah. What is the point of any of this? Right? It says forward messages. That doesn't make sense. Okay, forward. How do you answer this call? Wouldn't it be cool if this worked?
Tim, I might have an idea here.
What?
You just keep working on your end. I'm going to get an app.
You're getting an app.
That might give you a burner number.
Okay, well, listen. It goes to voicemail. This is This was going to be a big show because we're going to be live on camera, and we were going to have a lot of fun phone calls from people. And not only did just to bring people up to speed, what people we had the audio guy that came over who gave us a big setback, you know, and
Send
then
us
we
back
have
to one.
We have Skype. Absolutely torpedoing the way that we communicate with each other through their sounds that they give you the option to turn off without any way to turn off. So we're very depressed. I want to talk to you guys.
Shots fired on Skype. They suck.
And then
shots fired.
Google Voice gives you zero options to and nobody. And by the way, shame on you, the audience. Shame on you. Nobody. You'd think I'd have a smart gang here coming together, problem solving, analyzing the situation, and giving me some. Hold on. Oh, see, now I'm getting emails. Oh my goodness, I'm getting emails up the wazoo. It's telling me I've got a voicemails on this goddamn Google Voice number. So that's a disaster in its own way. Can somebody tell me what I should be doing here? I'm using a Macintosh computer, a brand new laptop from only a few years ago. I've got this face. I'm trying to communicate with the audience. And I know the rotating the camera thing. So the Skype, can I go back to an older version of Skype? Does that situation exist? I'm a certified Skype master I'm gonna take a Skype call here. You know? Maybe something got, maybe they're listening and they worked out the bugs. James?
Hey Tim, what's happening?
I'm trying to solve some problems here and there's nothing's working.
I can't see you. You're pretty fit. Well, I see a little, I see picture of your face, but,
Well, it's not a video chat. It's a call-in show. So I don't know.
Okay,
I don't want to see you either, but you look good. You look like,
Oh, you can see me, huh?
Yeah, I could see you. You look like, what's his name? Louis Thoreau.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
So what's going on?
Tim, I want to say thanks for all the stuff you do. It's really, it's the light of my life.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a lot. Like I posted on the Instagram yesterday, a little list of the material we released this year. And I just felt like it was a neat thing to look back on and say how much stuff we not only made but put out this year.
Yeah, I saw that. It was really impressive, and I took advantage of all of that. It was a lot of content, a lot of smiles for me, thanks to you. Anyway,
those sounds are back.
So
I got. Let me try something out here. Hold on. Let me just try something here. I got. Okay, something right. Going on. Hello?
This is Heidi Heidecker. To accept, press 1.
See, See, now what's happening is everything's getting pushed to my cell phone, which is not what I want.
Are you getting calls?
Yeah, I'm getting calls to my cell phone, but that's not going into the...
Those sounds are back. Fucking sounds are back.
I know. Although this is interesting.
I just got a burner number. People can try calling.
I'm going to have to talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Okay, let me try this. This could be interesting. Hello?
Call from. This is Heidi Heidecker. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Well, I don't have the ability to...
To send a voicemail, press 2.
Press 1 up there, up top.
Where? There's no place to press 1.
On your laptop, up top, see? 1. Look at this guy. He's got his baby.
Hello.
Hey.
Look, there's no number. There's no place to press 1. Oh my God. Hello. Where?
Hey, am I with you?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
I'm trying to get out of this. Watch, this is insane. Hello?
Call from
Matt.
To accept?
To accept, press 1.
Just accept.
To send a voicemail.
All right. I hit 1. It worked.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm calling you from Philly.
What's up? All this work to get
what's
this
up,
crap. You know what I mean?
I know, right? No, man, I got an actual question for you.
Okay.
Hey, so, I mean, obviously you guys have some technical difficulties and whatnot with all the tech, but, yeah, I know you're, I guess, a Howard Stern fan. I wanted to just kind of ask what extension of, I don't know, is this show of that, I guess.
I don't understand the question. What extension of that show is
extension 318?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Like, yeah, you're taking calls. It's kind of this open dialogue between you and your fans.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely. I'm a big
call-in show.
It's a call-in show. I don't think Howard Stern invented that concept, but I was certainly a big fan of it and love, grew up listening to it. And I'm sure it's influencing all what I'm doing, a lot of what I do.
Absolutely
I think
not.
the looseness of trying not to present something that's fully perfect and
absolutely.
You know,
so a
baked finish. There was an interesting thing in that. Doug, did you watch that Andy Kaufman documentary?
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
About half of it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a tough watch. I mean, it's pretty cool, but
I had to get out.
Carrey's a mental patient. He belongs in this in a state hospital. But Andy Kaufman and Howard Stern, I think, also are pioneers in presenting themselves and their work in a way that's sort of self aware and ironic and not trying to present the best versions of that their medium and acknowledging the flaws, playing with the flaws, playing with the perceptions and expectations of the medium. And it's you know, Letterman, of course, did that brilliantly as well. I've been watching tons of old Letterman clips from the old days, the late night days. It's so fun. It's so loose and silly, and they're just having so much fun with the format of this of presenting television. So yeah, all that stuff goes in.
Tim, can I go on a tangent for a sec?
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
You know what I thought of the other day? That would be a cool channel just to watch would be a channel of all commercials, not current commercials,
just old commercials.
Old commercials. How fun are those to watch from the
Lee
80s,
jeans,
70s?
Whatnot. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's see if this
all commercial channel
if this works.
Call from
Thomas Ullman.
To accept, press 1. To send okay,
this, well, this is going to be a stopgap
because
we're not. Hello. Yeah. So. Obviously, this isn't going to be the way forward because we don't want to listen
now
to this.
Now we call somebody?
Hello?
You called me back.
Okay. Listen, I don't know what's going on. Who is this?
Yeah, dude, you need a professional. You just talked to me. Yeah, no, you called me back. My phone just rang.
What was the content of the...
You can hang up, dude. I'm okay. A Howard Stern guy.
Okay. Oh, okay. I love it. I love this show. I love what it isn't. And now Skype refuses to quit, by the way. That's kind of a fun little side project
Forrest
going
quit.
On here.
Forrest quit.
Forrest quit. I'm Forrest quit.
Go up to that apple up there. See that apple?
Yeah, look. I mean,
Forrest quit.
We're getting some calls coming in through the old Google Voice, but Skype quit Skype. See, it doesn't...
I have a burner phone. You want to see if it works?
Yeah.
818-405-0320.
Call in right now to speak. We got to... Can someone type that into the chat?
I don't even know if this is going to work.
Who's it going to call? Your phone?
I think I'd call my phone. Here it comes.
You got one already?
Yeah.
How are we going to hear it? Hello.
Wait, hold on. Hello. Are you there?
This is Heidi Heidecker.
Hi,
to
Heidi.
Accept, press 1 to send a voicemail.
Heidi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not doing good. I'm having a very, very, very bad day.
Sad day? Why? Because you're having some technical difficulties?
Yeah. I'm not doing the show I want to do today. But maybe that's the show I want to do. Oh, at the end of the day.
You know, you won't know until you try, right, hon?
Yes, very much so. How can I help you today, Heidi?
Well, I'm looking at you. You look very handsome. I like the hair. I like the facial hair.
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a nice addition to the show to be able to peek in on us. And of course, this then goes to be a podcast, so that you won't have that opportunity when you listen to it later. But anyways, the show seems to be back on track. Doug, what happened with your burner phone concept?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hello?
It's my phone. Okay, so I'm getting
a
call.
Can you hear Doug?
I'm getting a new call every 5 seconds.
I can hear him in the background.
And it doesn't...
Okay, this might just even be... This might just be an unofficial show. You know what I mean?
There you go.
All right, I'll get it go, Heidi. Good. Thanks for the positive feedback. Thank you. Love you, too. Hello, is anyone home? Is anyone there?
Tim, we can just go back to Skype and deal with the sounds.
Well, Skype is completely frozen. Like, it doesn't even give me the force quit deal. How do I force quit? Oh, force quit here. Skype, force quit. Hello? All right, Doylestown calling in. Hey, this is...
Call from... Julie? To accept, press 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I think you're in a little delay. Sorry. I'm watching the stream at the same time I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you got to mute the stream when I pick up on you. Go ahead and mute the stream.
Yeah, I'm going to just put my headphones down.
There you go.
Yeah, I put my headphones down.
Well,
sorry.
Listen, you're calling from Doylestown, and that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm near Philadelphia,
Right outside of Philadelphia in Doylestown. What's your name?
Julie?
Hello, Julie. How's everything going for you today?
Awesome. I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How's your day going?
Great, great. Oh, I wanted to let you guys know. I know you were talking about earlier watching like old 80s commercials or something.
Yeah.
You can actually go online and search like 90s TV streams. And
yeah,
there's
Doug.
Like an option like on some sites to put like just commercials on. I do that sometimes when I work. I'll just listen to commercials in the background. Of,
she's
like,
telling me Doug's not paying attention. He's trying to solve another problem, but
no,
she's saying
call.
You could go on YouTube and do a whole 80s commercial playlist, basically, and just run that.
Yeah, or even just, like, searching on Google, there's, like, places that do, like, streams, just, like, websites that stream commercials for, like, the 90s.
Yeah. So that's out there, Doug, for you to spend your day doing.
Yeah, but I want the channel.
It is a channel. What's the difference?
They just loop it. It's great.
Well, thanks.
Okay, Doug, you have a call coming in?
No problem.
Here's a call. Are you there? Tom? Wait, hold on. Let me put him on speakerphone.
Yeah, that would help. My God.
Tom, are you there?
Fine, I'm taking another one of these calls. Hamilton, Ohio.
Call from?
Tom Herrick.
This is hilarious.
Press 1. This is hilarious.
I have a caller here. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Tim and Doug, how you doing?
Well, we're doing good.
Good, good. I see you're having...
We're having a lot of trouble.
Hey, what's the deal with Skype? Brett. Is it just giving you sounds whenever people pop in the chat?
Brett.
Yeah, we are having trouble.
You have to wait.
We are having trouble. But
did
I think we have a
setting.
I know. Talk to me. There's a setting, and it says
in-app sounds. I know your Skype is frozen right
now.
Yeah, you go into your preferences.
I know.
No, we turned in-app sounds off.
We turned it off, man.
We turned it off.
It's off.
Oh, interesting. It's got to be a, I don't know. Then I must have tuned in a little too late for that. Sorry.
Listen to this. These cunts.
Yeah, that doesn't help a whole lot then, I guess.
These cunts at Skype. Motherfuckers.
Oh, jeez.
What dipshits. And the other... I don't know, Doug, do you have the latest update of the iPhone?
You know what? Never mind. I think so.
So now it's such a mess.
The battery lasts about 5 minutes.
Yeah, but the other thing is, if I take a picture, it immediately uploads to the cloud and disappears from my phone. So
the
second you want to look at it again, it has to download back again. It's crazy! They're trying to make us nuts.
A mess.
And now I'm going to start sending bombs in the mail. Yeah, baby!
Hey, Tim, I've got a question about...
I got to go. Sorry. Who's this?
Call from...
Who's this?
Okay. I've sent the caller to voicemail. Goodbye.
Good. Oh, okay. This is crazy. Can you imagine listening to this show?
Hello, you're on the phone.
Could you imagine?
Hello, you're there.
To send a voicemail, press.
Get off your burner phone, man. I got calls coming in. Who's this? Hello?
This is Luke.
Hello, Luke.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Tim? Tim, we got a big problem. It's maybe even a huge problem.
What is it?
I'm pretty hungover right now.
Uh-oh.
And I wish I could have your help or Doug's or a good drop or something.
Talk me through it. How did you get yourself in this predicament?
Walk us through it. What did you start off with? What was your first drink of the night?
I started off with some Coca-Cola from Wendy's mixed with some rum. Then some $3 wine from Aldi.
What were you doing? Were you celebrating?
I went to see a grizzly bear.
What you doing? Wow.
You saw Grizzly Bear, the band? Not the animal.
The Riv. The band.
At the Riv in Chicago?
Are you familiar with Grizzly Bear?
I'm familiar with the Riv. Go ahead.
Well, they're a good band.
Continue.
Well, I just had too much to drink, and I need your help. What can you do for me? Anything?
There's nothing you could do. There's no cure for the hangovers. You got to basically just drink a lot of water, right?
Drink a lot of water. Eat some
LaCroix. Is that fine? I have some LaCroix.
That's fine. I just guzzle as much water as you can, piss it out.
Have some sex, maybe 3 sessions.
No. That's gross.
That helps.
I got a
therapeutic
pizza
sex.
Have some sex.
Jack it.
What
did Doug say?
He wants you to have sex. I think that's weird.
I think you could walk out to Lake Michigan, walk to the shore.
Oh, yeah. Jump in some ice cold water.
Run down the shore.
You know what's good is to get out and move around and walk. Take a good long walk. That does a lot for you. I remember having some hangovers where you just go out, as long as it's not too hot. I mean, as long as the weather is sort of mediocre or sort of temperate enough to be out for a little while. Enjoy get some fresh air, get some blood flowing. That'll help a lot. And you know what? You're going to have a tough day.
You're going to have a tough day.
I'm working from home, so at least I'm home.
There you go.
What are you doing there? What do you do for work at home?
I work for Wilson Sporting Goods. I know you guys are tennis boys. So
yeah. Send me out some tennis gear.
I can.
Give me some balls.
For sure.
I have some Wilson shoes.
All right.
You like them?
Oh, do you?
They're great.
I got the Adidas Barricades. Bright green. You love them.
You got to get to Wilson, Tim. What the hell are you doing?
I'll try some Wilson shoes. Send me a pair. I'm size 12. Talk to you later. I don't know how he's going to send that shit to me. Hamilton, Ohio, calling.
Tom Herrick.
To accept, press 1.
Hello.
Hey, Tim, I had a question about the Trial of the Century.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just watching it and wondering, because of some of those were so long, especially, how much of that was actually scripted and how much was just kind of improvised and, you know, like kind of how that looked.
I've made a decision, and it's a controversial decision.
Yes.
But I think it's a decision that respects the process, and it respects the content. The decision is, I will not, at this time, be discussing the particulars that went into the creation of the trial. And this is a message to you. This is a message to the audience. And we appreciate you, and we value you as an audience, and we are so happy that you enjoy the work. And I have to tell you, the reaction to the trials, just the reaction alone is something that I'm extremely proud of, because everybody got on board. But I feel it would be more interesting in general and more respectful of the process.
This time the court calls the people of the state of California versus Timothy
the particulars of how we made that beautiful, special experience for you under wraps.
DF025.
Now,
defendant is charged with
many, 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 many people can have I'm sure can have debates about it. I'm sure that it's not too hard to do some sleuthing on your own, figure out what's going on there. Yeah, I'll tell you this, it's not that complicated. And that's all I'll say on the matter.
1 through 20.
Gotcha. Thank you. Oh, shoot.
What are you referring to there?
Excuse me?
What can they sleuth? What are they sleuthing?
I don't know. You can look stuff up. You could talk to the other people involved if you want.
Can you tell people to stop calling my burner phone? Now I'm getting 5 calls a second here.
I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not
calling. Well, they can hear me.
By the way, I'm getting so many. Okay. Parker's. Okay. This is kind of working out. There's going to be some. Okay,
call from.
Press 1.
Chris.
Okay, I see what you mean. Press 1 right away. Chris?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Budge?
I am so sorry for your awful day and this dark day, but I thank you for toughing through it.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, I just had a question I've wanted to ask you for a while. It's just that I wonder, because you're such a prolific performer and creator, how you deal with negative criticism that seems to be like so pervasive in our society these days and people kind of trying to bring you down.
Well, I've spoken about this. I think I'd be a liar to say that any reaction doesn't affect me. I think it's, you know, for a long time, maybe not always, but certainly for a long time, I think everybody I work with, Doug, you, Eric, Greg, the whole team, everybody that contributes creatively is interested in entertaining people, in making people laugh and in creating stuff that people want to watch. We're not actively trying to alienate people. I mean, we're making stuff because we want to make it, right?
True.
True. We want as many people to like it as we're not trying to distance ourselves from segments of the population. The more people, the better. The more people like your stuff, the more easier it is to make more of it. Gives you a little bit of leverage. So when people react kindly, I appreciate it. I find it sometimes arrogant and boastful and in bad character and bad taste to overly swim in the compliments and sort of regurgitate them back out. But there is sort of a balance where you kind of want to positively reinforce your work. So if people are sending in good reviews, there's a limit, a line where you can push that back out saying like, hey, if you haven't watched this yet, guess what? This person said something nice about it. On the opposite side of that, if somebody says something negative, you never want to see that. You don't like it. It doesn't,
you
it
can
hurts
be
your,
kind.
It doesn't hurt you. It hurts your feelings. It bums you out.
You can be patient.
I think, but I also know that a bunch of that is probably not sincere. It's probably trying to get a reaction out of someone, trying to be the same way that you might prank phone call someone or put some bumblebees in someone's mailbox. And some people think that their opinion is very important and needs to be. So it's a mess. You know, if you look on YouTube, the comments, it's full of, if you look up this guy, Adam Buxton, if you know Adam Buxton, who I've just kind of discovered, he's this British guy, he's just a genius, really very funny. And he does a lot, he does a series where he goes and sort of goes down into YouTube comments and kind of makes fun of them and stuff. It's very, it's a brilliant sort of look at what the problem with online opinioning is. Sums up the way I feel about it, essentially. But
I'll check it out. And I just want to thank you for your geniality. And obviously you do a lot of joking around, but it's very clear that you care about everyone who calls in. So I just wanted to thank you for your positivity.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you later.
You blew it!
No, you didn't blow it. Give him a break. He's a smart guy. He gets the energy. I was going to have Carson Mell call in, but do you know Carson Mell, Doug?
No.
Okay. He's a very talented animator. He was a comedy writer who's got a show coming out on TBS.
You look pretty.
All right. Where are we?
How come there's no calls coming in?
Your calls have dried up. I don't know what happened. Calls
dried up. I want to hear that little ringtone.
Look at my email inbox. It's got over 40 messages.
Well, I'm getting calls on my end. Mine kind of stopped, though, too. We have a half an hour left on the show. Call the burner.
Call the burner.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Give me a call to the burner. You got one?
Wait, hold on. Hello? End and accept. Hold and accept. What the hell?
I think what we're going to do is...
Hello?
Press one. Press one.
This is a fucking nightmare.
We'll go back to Skype. See what happens to Skype. Hello?
Who's there?
Sorry. Hey, Wilson.
We have another Wilson.
Hey.
Is it the same Wilson? Oh, he worked for
Wilson.
Can
you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, go.
What is it, mate? What is it?
Shit.
Wilson, we can hear you. Go.
Fuck this.
Sorry, I can't hear you guys. You better hang up on me.
All right. I'm going back to, we got the Google Voice calling in again. Hello?
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 Hello, Tim.
Yes.
Tim and Doug, this is Blair calling from Atlanta.
Ooh, the Blair Witch Project.
Hey, Blair, which project are you working on? Hey, Blair, which project are you working on these days?
You know, I really don't like jokes like that.
I do. I like them so much.
Blair, where's Tootie and Joe?
Right. Go ahead.
I actually have a question for Mr. Lucenhop.
Good. I need to take I need to zone out for a sec. Go ahead.
Let's have it.
Hey, Doug, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have a question about Pound House. I kind of fell on this conspiracy that is kind of like a metaphor that you're Brent's dog and he's like your owner. And so like you go through like your bad dog phase and that's like your bad boy. And then you get rebellious. And then whenever he's gone, you're lost. Like, is there any merit to that?
Great theory. No.
Good theory. No.
No. Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I just hope you guys have a great day. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much. Have a great day yourself.
Enjoy little 5 points or whatever.
Doug, are you points? Going anywhere for the holidays?
Yeah, I'll be in Colorado visiting some family out there.
That sounds nice.
My sister's visit. I got all my sisters coming to town, so we're going to have a little reunion.
Oh, that's terrific.
What about you, Tim? Where are you going?
I am not going anywhere. I don't have any plans.
You're staying here?
I'm staying here.
You got family coming in?
No. I mean, my mom will probably come in.
They're staying
from
away.
Palm Springs. But we kind of blew it on Thanksgiving this year. I was working basically up until Thanksgiving and then the next day. So
Black Friday, you had to work?
I did. Let's see, Bellevue,
Washington. Where do you have to work? Best Buy?
I'll tell you. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing, man?
Good. I was just, if you don't mind me finishing my thought here, I'll have you on the line, then we'll get to your question. I figured anyone that's still listening to this travesty of a show might as well get a little bit of good news and a little bit of breaking news. And, Doug, you might know this. I was busy working the week before Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, hard at work. On a new album that was 6 days in the studio with some crack musicians, not crack pot. Yeah, that's a cut off the new record.
It's news.
It's news, yeah. new record, new collection of songs, not Trump songs.
So this is a follow-up to the
follow-up to In Glendale, I guess you could say, produced by Jonathan Rado, and a big full-length LP coming, I suppose, sometime next year. Hopefully as soon as possible. We banged it out. It was a Couldn't have been more fun. The musicianship on this is on another level. Some terrific players. I'm happy with the way it came out. I think it's. I don't want to talk too much about the theme of it. The theme of it's going to be cause for a bunch of debate and conversation, I believe.
Now, is there piano?
There's piano.
Now, is there acoustic guitar?
There is acoustic guitar.
Electric?
Electric. There is electric guitar.
Wah-wah pedal?
There's no wah-wah pedal on the record.
Big Muff fuzz pedals?
There's a little bit of fuzz. I don't think we use the Big Muff, though.
Any whammy bar?
No whammy bar. We got a nice little lap steel.
Any analog synthesizers in there?
There's a little bit of that. And very tastefully done in a way that is true to the era of the kind of music we're making, I think. It was a... And, of course, drums and bass guitar and some organ. And we had one rule on this record, which was no horns. I mean, there was a lot of horns on In Glendale, so we decided to restrict ourselves, give ourselves some parameters.
So all those horn players are probably like, oh, great, thanks. Yeah, we'll just stay home and do nothing today.
Well, it was a holiday week. I'm sure they were appreciative of the time off. Who's on the call?
Jordan's here. Hello.
Jordan, how can we help you today?
Hey, I just wanted to... let you know, I saw Alex Jones actually was talking shit in the comment thread here. Did you notice that at all? Or
the Alex Jones?
Do you want to comment on that?
The Alex Jones was in my comment thread on this.
We don't believe you, buddy.
The official Alex Jones was saying that your numbers are low and that your low energy is low and that the camera angle is horrible. He actually commented. It was really him. It had the verified check mark.
Get out of here. You know what you're talking about.
We don't believe it.
I don't believe this. Somebody verify this. There's no way Alex Jones is sitting there in this comment section here. I got Amanda Flores and some people saying it was. I don't know, man. I can't look back on the comments. That's a problem. David Tenenbaum says.
I screenshotted it even.
Well, let me see it. Post the screenshot. Let me see.
I don't know how to.
Doug, you got to look this up, man. I don't believe it for 1 second. Maybe if I refresh here, we could look. There can't be that many.
Hey, Alex, if you're listening, just leave a comment at the top. So you just
Alex, we love your listenership. We love having you on. You want to call in, promote anything you want. I'm going to be talking a little bit about what.
See, you can't go back and look at the old comments. Very strange. You see, is that
how no? But what David Bischke just typed, that's exactly what he said. Very sad stream, low numbers and low energy, awful vertical video. That's.
Well, we need to confirm that that's the real Alex Jones. I don't believe it is, unless he's got a lot of time on his hands. Somebody, that's everyone all, keeps saying it's true.
It is. It's very true. He has nothing better to do than talk shit on your comment thread. I don't know why.
I need to. Well, I can't scroll up. I don't know how you're supposed to do this. Can you do it, Doug?
Yes. I don't know, man.
Somebody screenshot it and put it in the new comments because I can't you can't. I guess in the live video, you can't scroll back up. Somebody
and it won't let you put an attachment in the live comments.
Okay.
Send it to me. Just send me a DM or whatever.
Put an attachment in the live comments.
All right. Well, who cares anyways?
I will do that.
Send me a DM or whatever. All right. Well, turn your sound up.
Hold on. Let me.
I will do that.
Wow.
Wow.
Carson.
All right, we'll turn.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. How are you? What the
fuck is going
on?
That's me.
That's Doug.
That's
oh
me.
Oh my god.
Well, I went to your thing.
Sorry, okay. Carson. How are you?
Losing my mind.
Pretty good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a terrible show today. Everything that could go wrong has been going wrong.
Tim.
What?
I see it.
You see it?
Alex Jones, very sad stream, low numbers and low energy, awful vertical video. Alex Jones, check mark.
So we got Carson, the Alex Jones.
Well,
has just
you know,
commented
Alex, sometimes we have technical
on my,
problems.
Live stream.
If we didn't have the technical problems.
On you?
It would be a great show. And, you know.
By the way, we got Doug in the studio here.
We would have great horizontal video.
Critical or fellow performance artist respect?
I think it's, well, it's hard to say. He said basically, I mean, and it's a terrible show. There's no question about it.
But you know what? He's wrong about low energy.
It's not
low energy.
I'm like jacked up today and I'm pissed.
I'm pissed. I came off a road rage incident on the way up here.
Do you know Doug Lucenhop, Carson?
Yeah, I've seen his stuff. Howdy, Doug.
Yeah. Bad news for you, Carson. Doug was in the dark on you. So.
Oh, well, most people are.
Yeah. Carson is a very talented. Well, we have a couple of weird connections together, I think.
Yeah.
One is, I believe, are you the reason I was on Eastbound and Down?
I pushed for you very hard. I didn't have the power to be the reason.
But you lobbied for me in the writer's room. You were a writer on that season?
Yeah. I would play on cinema, and because, you know, the character was kind of like an awkward, oddball suburban dad.
Right.
As you know, because you did it.
In the early days of On Cinema, that was kind of the character of the Tim character of On Cinema. It was a little kind of uptight.
Yeah, you were more a bland dude, right?
Right. But of course, those guys knew who I was. You weren't bringing in a fresh face. You were just showing a different side of my capacity as an actor.
No, but I always was saying to them, because it's funny, just because of the way Hollywood works, we get like celebrities auditioning for stuff, and I was always like. Let's hire the dude who did a good audition. You guys actually don't have to hire celebrities. You're like the one.
Right.
Like HBO is the one place where you can just hire the best person for the job.
Yeah, celebrities can kind of be like distracting sometimes when you're watching and you see somebody that you've seen a million times. You kind of bring a lot of their baggage into the experience watching it, right?
Yeah, before I realized how financing and all that nonsense worked, I was always like, why isn't every movie just have brand new actors? They'd be so much better.
Right.
But
there's some people that it's great to see them. And I mean, I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I actually, this kind of ties into this. I was at a party after that had ended, you know, after the season had run. And I ran into Kumail, you know Kumail.
Sure.
And he was upset because he had auditioned for that for the Indian character in that season, who I was kind of in a lot of scenes with. He wasn't upset, but he was a little like confused as to why he didn't. He was like, I gave a great audition. I don't understand
shots
why.
Shots fired.
I know, it's not shots fired. It's and. I was like, well, I talked to them about it because they wanted to find somebody that felt very real. It felt like the guy that they cast was kind of older, and he was kind of like, it would have been like a lot to have me and Kumail, and it would start feeling like a little bit like a sketch show, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, yeah.
Carson,
it was a good decision.
Carson, did you work on Vice Principals?
I did not work on Vice Principals. No.
Shots fired.
Well, I loved Eastbound and Down, I gotta say, and Vice Principals.
All right, well, let's not make this into a. The other connection we have is
in the dark on him.
You made a record with Jonathan Rado.
Big up.
I did. I'm hoping to do another.
So what happened with that record? Is that out? Can people get that?
You can get that on my website for, I think I put it up there for like $6.
Okay.
I feel like so few people, and I think it's on SoundCloud too. I don't put it on Spotify.
Yeah.
I stay away from Spotify and Amazon out of principle because I'm going to make such a small amount of money on all the side projects anyway. I'm like, I'll take half the money and not give Bezos any more money.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I'm not that principled. I've succumbed to the market where this is how people listen to music and this is how people, they go the path of least resistance. And, I'd like to get people in to, hear the music and maybe they'll do the next step of buying it somehow, but I don't expect anything like that.
Well, for me, I think it's just, it's a question of hundreds of dollars versus thousands of dollars.
I mean, I'm not making a dime on any of the music I make, and I probably never will. Unless, like, yeah, you know, it's one thing that's nice is, like, that, you know, I made that Herman Cain record years ago, and no one, you know, it didn't make any money, and everyone, some people bring it up every once in a while. But then Will Forte is listening to it, and he puts it in that show he does, The Last Man on Earth, and I get a nice little check for that. So that seems to be the only way to do it, is if you get it put in a commercial or a TV show or a movie or something. There seems to be money to do that. So that seems to be the only avenue to, unless you're, I don't know, these big pop stars that sell millions of records for some reason.
Yeah, I think all the work leads to more work. Like, I also self-publish books, like novels I write on my website. And that was how I got my first jobs. It was like somebody read one of those because I couldn't get it published legitimately. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep making stuff and make stuff as however, by whatever means you can make it, with whatever people are offering you. And like you said, we do on cinema. Not that this is the reason to do that. Excuse me. But I was thinking about this on the way over here. I don't do on cinema to put my face in front of people like you to get jobs, but that does tend to be the byproduct of it. It's a great place to see what you can do. It's better than being in going into some audition or something and reading from a script. But anyways, you've got a new show coming out. You've worked very hard to get to the place where you have a full animated TV show coming to TBS. Am I correct?
Yep.
Fully animated.
Comes out.
What's it called?
Fully animated. Hand-drawn, done by the people who did Futurama and The Simpsons movie and a bunch of other shows.
What's it called?
Awesome. It's called Tarantula.
Mm. And you had made these shorts. I'm not talking about the shorts you wear on your legs.
I'm a pants man anyhow.
Yeah, so exactly. Who wears shorts? I don't wear shorts unless I'm going in the ocean or the pool. I wear and play tennis, of course. Oh my God! Yeah.
You know, I've seen this.
Yeah, you've seen it. He's seen it. He knows.
I've seen you in some trunks.
But listen, you got any? Speaking of celebrities, who's your voice? First of all, why don't you call me? I mean, that'd been neat. Go in there, do a little VO, get that going. Hello.
You know what?
How dare you? How dare you? I'm sitting. We're actually, don't you work just around the corner from our office too?
Yeah, Rough Draft's on Allen right off of Flower.
You scumbag, you disgrace. How dare you? You don't think, you hear me on this show, I do voices up the wazoo. I'd give you a southern guy if you want. I could give you a right proper Englishman, whatever you need.
Season 2.
Okay,
if we
good.
Get one.
Yeah, so everyone watch and everyone drive those numbers up so we get a season 2 so I get a little VO work.
Exactly.
Tarantula begins. I'm such a good radio host. Look at this.
So it's kind of weird the way we're rolling it out. It's sort of an experiment, but it's kind of cool because episodes 1 and 2 come out on YouTube on Sunday for free. No paywall, nothing like that.
Right.
So anybody can watch them. And then episodes 3 and 4 air on TBS Monday at 10 and 10:30 in between Family Guy and Conan O'Brien.
So right in that pocket of people putting their eyes on stuff. And I think my advice to you is don't worry too much. Let it come out. Let it get a word of mouth. Let it, you know, find an audience on its own. Don't expect anything right away. It's not going to be a big hit right off the bat. It's going to be one of those, I haven't seen it. It's just my gut talking. It's going to be one of those tricklers that the quality is going to be there, the consistency. People are going to rely on it to be great. And you'll find that audience and hopefully you get to do more. And I know you're such a talent and I know you're going to, and you're also a good man.
I try.
Good person. I don't know much about you. I mean, we've hung out a few times. You could have skeletons in your closet. You let me know now. I don't want to go standing by this guy and then find out that you're in your office with the door locking behind you and showing off your dick to everybody that comes in. You're not one of these scumbags, are you?
I only lock the door to be alone.
I know. Can you believe this environment we're in? It's all I can tell you, folks, I am so happy that I'm as clean as a whistle. I am a good little boy. I don't abuse my power. I don't take advantage of people, women, and I don't get into any of that monkey business.
I'm sorry.
It's nuts what's going on. It's like a changing of the guard. All these old timers who got into business for that stuff are out.
I would be so. I am so uncomfortable in romantic scenarios, in sexual scenarios, and whatever. I'm so awkward about it. It would be so. I couldn't imagine in my wildest nightmares a scenario where I'm in a room with some girl who works for us and I start putting moves on. Like I have like panic attacks thinking about it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the irony is I think that those dudes have more anxiety about it than you, and that's why they can't do it in their regular lives.
Maybe
they bring it to work and they're like, I'm a powerful guy here. I like myself for the first time. I don't like myself at home or outside of the office, or I don't feel powerful or real outside of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's these folks who don't have a world outside of the office.
I mean, in my personal life, not necessarily my work, but I'm very risk averse. I'm very, a little uncomfortable around other people. So I don't want to, you know, and then there's people that I'm very close with and very comfortable around, but I also just like, I don't want to cause any trouble with anybody. You know, I don't want to mix it up. Right, Doug?
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
I'd rather not deal with anybody. People are difficult and you just kind of want to be on their good side and don't cause any trouble. So I'm confused. Every time these stories come out, I'm like, they're confusing and they're disorienting and unmooring because it's hard to imagine and I've thought this about like for years with like that Penn State guy, what's his name? The creep that molested all those boys. What's his name? Sandusky. You can't get your brain to wrap around that kind of mental illness or whatever it is, that psychosis.
I feel like I'd kill myself before I
absolutely
let myself become that kind of.
Also, if I was going through this,
solution.
If I was, I would kill myself. But, first of all, I would kill myself so quickly for so many reasons.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like I'm in a race car with my finger on the eject button.
Yeah. any small excuse to get out of this hell. If I got disgraced, you know, just totally disgraced, like some of the people, I won't mention names.
Tim, this is like last week's news, but did you hear about the guy from Ohio, the Supreme Court judge in Ohio, who was like, he preemptively just said a bunch of stuff before it came out about him.
Oh,
but it was like, it was not anything. It was just about like how many girlfriends he had.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
It's hilarious. You want me to read it?
Yeah. Carson, can you hear Doug?
Not very well.
Not very well. Okay. Well, we should let Carson go, then we'll read it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah. I also wanted to say real quick, the other connection is a love of Mark Prutch, and he makes a cameo.
You give Mark Prutch a part. I see. He's the best. We love Mark, of course. Did you watch the trial yet?
No, I can't wait, though.
Oh, you're going to fucking love it.
Is it all done?
It's all done. It's out. It's about 5 hours of your time.
That's awesome.
And I really want you to, there's a few people that I know that I'm excited to hear their personal reaction to it. And you're one of them. And I really highly, strongly recommend it for you. And Mark is so funny in it.
Awesome.
And Greg is so funny in it too. All right, man. Good luck with the show. You're welcome to call in anytime.
Have a good rest of your morning. Hope the show goes better.
Thanks. It's really good. It got good today, didn't it?
Well, all we got to do is call people like this and interview.
Let's see who else calls in.
Tim, we could call someone.
I think I think Dr. Riley was trying to call in.
Hunter.
Could, but you know him. That could be its own train wreck. Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. My name's Hunter, calling you in from Cypress Park, California.
Okay. Cypress Park, that's in LA, right?
Yeah. It's like by Highland Park. It's kind of near like Chinatown.
That's near me.
Up and coming area, so they say.
Cool. Well, what's going on?
Well, I'm enjoying the show. Oh, you know, not much. Just sitting here doing some office work at home. Just listening to you guys. Have a great show. Love it. Want to know, how'd you guys meet?
Me and Doug?
Yeah, what's the story?
Craigslist. I'm not kidding.
That's a good one.
I think Doug interned for our... Doug interned for Tom Goes to the Mayor. He came in, presented himself to us. We accepted. We didn't get along right away. I think we've told that story.
Dropped off a DVD, and they liked it. And then here we are.
Here we are. All those
14 years later or something.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's take this call here.
Call from...
Hello?
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
I just want to congratulate you on 2017.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any chance we can get an exclusive a little bit more about on the new album?
I gave you a lot on this show. I believe I gave you a lot. I gave you producer.
No theme.
I gave you the general accompaniment of the record. I think the running time is 34 minutes at this point. It's nice run time for a record, I believe. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I think it's enough. You'll get more information next year.
We were just talking about how you met Doug. How did you meet Greg Turkington? Because he's one of my favorites, and the fact that you two work together
was a big fan of Neil Hamburger. I sought him out to be on
I remember
the,
we...
Hold on a second. Let me see who this is.
I might have been there.
Who is this?
Call from...
Oh, this is not who I thought it was.
Calling.
It's going to be John.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Okay.
To accept, press 1.
Pressing 1 here. We'll take Kristen. Hey, Kristen! Oh, man. What a drag. How do I come up on fucking Alex Jones's Facebook feed is my question, right? I mean, what's that about? Let me see.
You're on his radar, man.
Oh, I'm on his radar. Did you see the video of me when he was I bombed his live broadcast and did his impression?
No.
Hello?
Call from.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Christopher, actually. It's not Abdul.
Was that a gag?
I love Abdul so much that he's always in my head now.
Yeah?
Well,
listen, you're bringing the show down. How can I help you?
I love you, and I was wondering if you're going to do another On Cinema Oscar special.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to plug. The only thing I want to plug before the show ends is next year, the On Cinema Oscar special is being entirely funded by you, the On Cinema family. And it's a decision
you're putting this on me.
Yeah, I'm pinning it on you. We're doing very well. We've got a number of patrons supporting it. We are looking very good, like we're going to be making our goal of funding the Oscar special this coming March. But I would need, I still need everyone to contribute. The more we have, the better the show will be. If you go to patreon.com/oncinema. And if you order today, if you order today, folks,
I need to remember that.
If you order today, you can get in, you can order the Tim pack or the Greg pack, Greg head pack or the Tim head pack. And get a pack for the holidays, and you'll be able to give a wonderful gift And become a member. It's a great family. It's a great experience to be part of the On Cinema family. I do enjoy everyone's reactions. And so don't be shy. Do what you can do to help us guarantee the On Cinema Oscar special is the best it can ever be. And there's lots to... Can you imagine that show? Can you imagine how that show is going to go after all that's happened this year? It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Let's see. This is just nuts what's going on with Yonkers.
Call from to accept, press 1 to send a voice.
Okay. And you know what? The other thing I'm wondering is how long before this phone here dies of batteries, right?
Well, is that plugged in, that bottom one?
No, because if you plug it in, you get this terrible buzz. Hoo-wee. All right, the show's got to be over. It's 10:30.
It's plugged into something.
We got to get out of here.
Why don't we call someone that we know and just... It's over?
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
All right.
It's over, Johnny.
Hold on. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Well, Tim, I think...
This has been interesting.
I think the show's only going to get better from here. Right?
The show's going to get a lot better from here.
It's only going to get better
from here. I'm going to turn this forwarding off to my real phone. And I'm going to wait for all your voicemails because you guys all left me voicemails. And Doug, thank you so much for your wonderful attitude today.
Thanks for having me, Tim. It's always a pleasure.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. We love you very much. We love the audience. Thank you, guys.